Welcome to Acute Leukemias Update. This is medical oncologist Dr. Neil Love. I met with Dr. Alexander Pearl and discussed practical issues related to several interesting cases in his practice, beginning with a woman in her early 70s who presented with secondary AML. You know, I think the way you put these cases together is really great. I see you've got a 73-year-old woman, interestingly, with a history of breast cancer. So what was the story there?
Just that we see patients with secondary leukemias, and our big question is, are we going to swing for the fences, or are we going to just try to control the disease and make it as manageable as possible? Because with these genetics, very few long-term survivors, no matter what you do. And so you have to be upfront and frank with patients when you discuss that with them, because not everybody will want to go through the rigors of induction if it turns out that they're just likely to wind up succumbing to their disease, or they're not good candidates for intensive induction because they've had too much anthracycline, which is why I threw this case in particular. So we bat these cases around at our case conference often. You know, should we use 7-3? Should we use CPX? Should we use venetoclax azacitidine? More and more, we're using venetoclax azacitidine in these cases and still going to transplant, even though there really aren't data for it. The data support using venaza in patients who are unfit for induction, but there are patients who refuse, and this is often a reason that we might say we want to steer you away from intensive therapy. But I would qualify this case with, this is certainly outside of the realm of where we have a lot of data, because these patients are usually excluded from trials.
And of course, the whole venetoclax HMA story is just so amazing. I want to spend
It's wonderful. Yeah, it's totally transformed how we approach patients.
And, you know, to me, it also really brings AML back into the community, I think, completely.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, a lot of the community docs aren't quite embracing it yet, but I think once they get the hang of it, and it's not perfect. I mean, on the studies that showed how effective it was, those were leukemia centers and leukemia doctors and people used to managing that degree of cytopenias. The cytopenias are rather significant, and you can't give it like azacitidine. You can't just set it and forget it and 6 months later see how well it's working. You have to actually monitor these patients closely. You have to do regular marrows, and you have to warn patients as that's part of the process. You can't just say in 6 months we'll know if you're responding or not. We know in a month or two if they're responding, and then we move on to something else if they're not.